All right, Walt, you're back in doing the workouts. Talk about the first day.
First day is first day. There's a little bit uncertainty about it. We do a little tweaking after this one to make it a little bit better workout. I thought the guys who came in played hard. I thought for the most part they were in really pretty good condition. We didn't have anybody fall out. So it was a good workout. It allows the players to come in. Not only does it allow us to take a look at them, but it allows them to understand what they need to do go forward in workouts with other NBA teams. So it was a good one.
So it sounds like it's almost a little bit for you guys as much as for them, just to get
involved with the process. Yeah, somewhat like that. But, you know, I thought some of these guys we brought in today were pretty good players.
I mean, last year you guys bring in Bryce Cotton on the first one.
Correct.
And then later in the season, voila, there he is.
We try to bring in a lot of players so we get to know them and, look down the road as they may be playing in the D-League or playing somewhere else, keep an eye on them and see if whether or not they, again, will fit into the Jazz culture and be a good Jazz player.
Is that kind of the success story? I mean, just showing that the process works for you guys?
Dennis has always said, no matter how many of these workouts we do, and we try to do a lot of them, if you get one, it's been successful. So all the workouts that we did last year was successful because we got Bryce Cotton out of them.
There's a lot of guards in this workout. Is that an indication of kind of things to come this year, or is that just kind of circumstances of this initial workout?
For the most part, when you do workouts, you got to have guards because they handle the ball. So in this particular workout, we had some guys who were probably more combo guards, and we wanted to take a look and see if they could play point or if they were really combos.
Who of these guys was the biggest standout in your mind?
Standout in terms of what?
Just overall talent and maybe looking into kind of what fits your system if you were to go down that path and maybe someday have them acquired on your team.
I would say, I don't know if I want to give a particular name, but I would say there was one or two guys that was a little bit intriguing. But again, with this early workout, and even though they are seniors, they still have a long way to go to be an NBA player.
You don't want to get the names of the guys who were intriguing, who wasn't intriguing.
You, for one.
Touche.
Walt, does the process working out change year to year? I mean, do you feel like you have a routine down, or does it continue to advance and change? You think there's more you can learn?
There's been a little bit change this year because we got a fairly new staff. A lot of the guys we have on our coaching staff right now were not here for most of our workouts last year. So they have come in. Quinn has tweaked a little few things that we've done last year. Brad Jones, who is running our workouts, he's tweaked a few things. So it's an ever-going process, a changing process. So we'll try to perfect it sometime in the future.
What do you remember about Bryce's workout from last year? Did he stand out for you guys way back then?
Man, that's so many ball games ago for me. Again, I think he came in, he played hard, worked hard. He shot the ball fairly well. He showed us he was in shape, and he showed us a little bit of leadership ability by being enthusiastic with his teammates.
How much does that play into your decision making process then? You know, in March when you then decide to sign him.
About the 500 piece puzzle.
It's
one of the pieces.
Okay.
Is there something that guys struggle to show in this type of atmosphere?
Show what?
Anything? Is there a specific attribute that doesn't come across?
No, they got an opportunity to show they can shoot the ball. They got an opportunity to show that they're athletic. They got an opportunity to show they can play defense. They got an opportunity to show that they know how to play. No. Would we like to have 5-on-5? Would it be better to evaluate them in 5-on-5 situations? Yes, but we're not allowed to do that. So we do what we can do with 3-on-3.
How involved is Quinn in this process, but more or less just keeping it autonomous with you? Like, how involved is he trying to make his role in this?
All the coaches, including Quinn, will be very involved in the draft process. They'll have a say. They won't have the final say. That'll be on Dennis and Kevin. But they are very involved. Now, Quinn wasn't here today because he's, you know, away for this week. But going forward, we expect Quinn to be involved just like the coaches, and the coaches run it. So they're very involved.
You mentioned some tweaking that might happen in future workouts. What kind of changes should we expect?
I think we would like to somewhere in the future, as we bring players in and understand what their weaknesses may be, what concerns we may have of their abilities, that we may tweak a drill to look at that. So that's what I mean by tweaking.
That makes sense.
Broad thoughts on the 2015 draft. Top heavy, you think pretty deep compared to last year. How does it look?
Still kind of early, even though I do know most of the players in the draft. I think there's some very good players. And again, it's, most drafts you look at it are usually top heavy, but I still think that you can find players late in the first or even in the second round if you really do your due diligence. I don't see a lot of so-called NBA superstars, if any. But that's not to say somebody may jump forward and become the next Stephon Curry or somebody like that, because I don't think Stephon was thought of that as he came out.
With these workouts before you're going to Chicago, I mean, how important are they kind of leading up to that and kind of knowing what you need to get from there?
I think all our workouts are important. Do I put more stock in one over the other? Maybe only if we're looking at the lottery guy. But I think they're all important. It gives us a well-rounded view of who the player is as a person and also as a player.
Have you had conversations yet about how active you will be in this offseason with maybe the draft or maybe trading down or whatever that may be?
Not yet. Still early. I mean, we've still got a lot of time left. So has there been talk about that? Yeah, but it's nothing that we would sit down and have a three-hour discussion on right now.
Is there a benefit to such the early start? I know a couple guys that we talked to said they didn't expect to kind of get called for into these things until June.
Well, again, I think the benefit is, you know, we can spread it out in terms of how many the numbers of workouts we have. I think the benefit also is it allows the players to understand what a workout is before Chicago, before the combine. They have a better feel on going forward now what a workout might entail and how much in shape they need to be. That's one of the things I told them, that they need to be in shape, in the best possible shape for here, not Chicago, not L.A., not lower elevation franchises. And I said, if you're in the best possible shape here, think how easy is it going to be when you go somewhere else. So it helps the players. It helps us get, as we say, a dry run or whatever, for us to get prepared for bigger and longer workouts later.